Godly Father, I welcome you to Lectari Sunday. It's by the word we miss to rejoice. As Father Clint said, this is pink, it's not rose. 2 times a year we get our money's worth out of these specimens, Father, right? Recently a priest friend of mine recommended that I read this book. It's called Reason to Believe, a Personal Story by Ron Tesserer. A Reason to Believe, a Personal Story. And what he has done a documentary where he's gone all over the world, filming what he sees today as miracles that have occurred since Christ, or phenomena taking place today that are unexplainable. And he documents these in 22 chapters in his book. Miracles and things that are just unexplainable. And in today's gospel, we have a beautiful scene of the blind man seeing with Jesus. In the beginning it says, Rabbi, who sinned, the man or his parents, he was born blind? And the reason for that is that if you had an illness or whatever in that time, it was because they thought you did something or you were sinning, so you had an illness. Help us today. All of us are ill of something today, so I don't think we all have sinned. But listen to the dialogue that is taking place in this wonderful gospel. Jesus says, well, I am the world, I am the light of the world. And this is a metaphor that you'll see. Light and darkness in John's gospel. But he is light, and then there's darkness. And we'll hear, when he goes out of the room, darkness fell. So he has a metaphor of light and darkness, which is a beautiful metaphor of Jesus in today's gospel. This interesting scene is, as he said, he spat on the ground and laid clay with saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes. Can you imagine you go to your physician and he goes, okay, let me heal you. It's like, what? Why did he do that? Why did Jesus spit? Why didn't he just say, blind man, you are healed, go? There's many reasons for it, and it's symbolic. First of all, remember, Jesus took the saliva, the spit, and mixed it with the ground. And what does that remind us of? Creation. You are dust, and to dust thou shalt return. He used it also to restore sight as a new, as available way of expressing his healing powers. In that time, the culture and historical context was also there, that saliva was sometimes considered to have medicinal or symbolic properties, while Jesus' healing were supernatural using spit. So spit was considered almost like a healing power. But it also gave us an illustration of God's frequently works through ordinary means, whether it be food, medicine, or human effort. It also showed us God's humanity and divinity. So he could have said you were healed, but he didn't. He put the clay on the man's eyes and sent him away. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. The pool of Siloam. Now what is that? The pool of Siloam had a very long time historical importance in the Jewish community. It goes all the way back to the old city. And it was Zeicher's tunnels constructed in 701 BC. The pool served as a central water reservoir for the lower city, the Second Temple period, and it was the lowest point in Jerusalem. And in 2005, when people doubted that this existed, they have uncovered the Second Temple period, measuring approximately 225 feet. So the archaeologists have decided and confirmed that there was such a thing as a pool of Siloam. So again, we have confirmed the miracle in John's gospel. So he went there to wash and was able to see. He went to the waters. What does that remind us of? What do we do with baptism? That his sins are washed away. So by Jesus sending him to the pool to wash, he was baptized. First step in his conversion in this wonderful gospel, that he followed Jesus to the pool, washed, and he could now see. His sins were washed away. So now they call him before the Pharisees. And he's challenging them, what did you do? He said, I don't know. I don't know this guy. It's mud in my eyes, and now I can see. It was just a matter of act. But the second step was this. They asked him, what do you have to say about him since he opened his eyes? And as people go through our conversion process in the church, into the church, it's a process that we have, and here's a process with him. His then response is, he said he is a prophet. Now this man I cannot see is looking at Jesus and saying, he is a prophet. He's converting himself. And in there you have the parents being called in, the parents are being questioned, and they said, why are you asking us? And then you heard, they're afraid. He goes, go ask him, he is of age. What does that mean in today's gospel? He had to be at least 13 years old, because he had to have his bar mitzvah. And after age 13, they were considered, like we have at 18, of age. So we know he was at least 13 years old and probably an adolescent. Okay. Interesting. Then he goes, one thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see. So they said to him, what did he do to you? How do you open your eyes? And he answered them. Now here's most of them, you have young kids. Picture this young kid in front of these Pharisees. I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Wow. Okay. Now he's threatening the disciples, this young boy. Do you want to make a disciple too? A little brazen, isn't he? But he's more strong in his faith as he's going through this conversion. The man answered and said to them, this is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. So now he's not only a man of faith, he's trying to evangelize those that are questioning him. Another step of conversion. And they said, we know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything from God. When Jesus heard that he had thrown out, he found him and said, do you believe in the Son of Man? What does Son of Man mean? He emphasized both Jesus' humanity and divinity, and a mission as a leader of mankind. And his response was, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have seen him, the one speaking with you. He is the one. Last step of conversion. I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him. Isn't this a beautiful, beautiful gospel? Especially this time, the season of Lent, when we have many people entering the church. And they did not urge your heresy of conversion to enter the church. And God calls to you too, that he asks this question to you during this Lent season. You have a week to go.